Hi, this is Larry Brody of Bryan Cave in St. Louis. I'd like to invite you to the LISI webinar I'm doing on determining the fair market value of a policy for federal tax purposes. We're going to look at what the quote fair market value unquote of a life insurance policy is for federal income tax purposes when policies are transferred as compensation or out of qualified retirement plans. We'll look at what the fair market value of a policy is for transfer tax planning, both gift and GST, when a policy is transferred, usually by the insured to a third party, such as an ILET. We'll look at a couple of other special uses of life insurance policy valuation. For instance, we'll look at whether you can use an outside appraiser, or whether you must rely on the IRS conventions as set forth in the Treasury regulations. And finally, we'll look at the special issues that arise when you're trying to value a policy in a, quote, full value, unquote, sale to try and avoid Section 2035's three-year look-back rule when the policy is transferred by the insured by gift, again, to a third party, such as an ILET. We'll spend some time looking at what I call the IRS conventions on how to value policies for federal tax purposes, since there is, other than the settlement, life settlement transaction, no organized way to determine a fair market value of a policy. The IRS decades ago came up with these conventions to try and approximate what the fair market value of a policy is. We'll look at those conventions, and we'll also look at what insurance carriers are currently doing when they're issuing Form 712.